So today was my birthday, and it's unemployment, so I wanted to do some trading in the morning. I had my parents coming by to take me out to breakfast with my wife, so I know that's happening, and instead of behaving like I should, I kind of hung on to a trade and took a bigger loser than I wanted to, and just enough where it kind of spoiled my breakfast, made me irritable, felt like I couldn't interact and be present the way I wanted to, and just generally pissed me off for a couple hours until I got over it. And, you know, in reflecting on it, it's, you don't learn unless you have pain. It's unfortunate. And as you get wiser, you learn through other people, but no one really learns deeply until they have pain. So I had to have the pain of shitting on my breakfast a little bit on my birthday and suffering through that, kind of being like a zombie and not really feeling like talking and just watching the market now go the way I wanted and saw kind of how I got out at the extremes, which is beside the point. I mean, that's going to happen. But to elaborate more, it tends to happen much more frequently when subconsciously you know you have to, when you know you have to go somewhere, subconsciously what you're doing is saying, oh, I'm just going to make some money and leave. Well, that means you're not being patient. And when you're not being patient, you're getting in and you have to do it now. You can't wait for it to set up when it's ready to set up. I'm forcing the setup. So I'm kind of in front of it instead of waiting for it to play out. In which case I'm puking it as it goes against me. And then I'm watching it work out at breakfast and just I'm beating myself up about it. So the moral of the story, I think, is either take a small loss when you know you have an engagement and really stick to that, or don't trade when you have something you have to do, because you're not going to be patient. And if it goes wrong, you're going to be irritated.